This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
I'm here at the Ottawa Convention Center with DDA. And DDA, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And how articulate you are. You emceed this event for the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ottawa today. How did that feel being up on the stage in front of probably about 800 people?
Well, it felt pretty good because there was a lot of people focusing on me. I had a microphone, I was talking, it was really nice.
That's great, and you had a platform to stand on at first,
yeah.
And then at the end I noticed you didn't get that into place. Did you feel a little shorter then?
Yeah, I felt a little weird. I had tried to go on my toes, but it didn't really work.
Did you get a central message from the two speakers today, Arlene Dickinson and Sir Terence Matthews?
Yes, I did. Arlene Dickinson said, like, don't give up, like, forget about what the others think about you, just think about yourself. And Terence Matthews said, listen, and I heard that there's a part where if you get a job, if you want a good job, you make sure you, like, interact with your clients so then they, like, trust you and then they know who they go to you first.
Excellent. You got the key messages. That's really great. Yeah, persistence and trust are really huge keys, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of what you'd like to do in your life coming up?
Well, I want to be a dancer. I don't have a career set up. I just want, like, dancing.
Ah, what kind of dancing?
Breakdancing and hip-hop.
Excellent. And so are you doing some of that now?
Yeah.
What did you think about the idea of it being in your DNA, like what you're doing now? Maybe that's what you're speaking to.
Well, I didn't really get that message. Like, I was kind of confused.
When people consider what is really important to them when they're children, and then they see what they're doing later in life, like, for example, myself. When I was your age, I fell in love with radio, and I wanted to be a radio announcer. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing a lot of radio.
Well, me, like, I kept watching dancing on TV, and I just loved it. I started dancing, I do a lot of stuff, and that's where I'm going to be.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being part of this event today. It was really a pleasure to meet you.
Me too.
Jim Boone. Lynn Thompson here with Living on Purpose at the Ottawa Convention Center. And we just experienced an amazing event here with two fabulous speakers, Arlene Dickinson from Dragon's Den fame, and a lot of other experiences as she shared, and Sir Terence Matthews, also known as Terry Matthews, who's become very successful in life, and they both came to share some amazing nuggets of wisdom for the young people and as well as us older people in the audience. How many people were here today?
We had over 800 people here today, and I'm glad you agree with me that it was an amazing morning of listening to these speakers. I have an enormous amount of respect for both of them. They're both self-made millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires, and it was a good balance between the two of them, sharing different sort of life stories and what they've done in their careers and how they've gotten to where they are today. It was nice because we had close to 300 of the 800 people in the audience were high school students. And the high school students, I think there were a lot of important messages in there for them. So, yeah, I'm just tickled right now that the entire thing came off pretty much without a hitch. And, yeah, it was a good event.
Yeah. So tell us about the connection with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ottawa and how this is part of your fundraising. And
I was hired 4 months ago by Big Brothers Big Sisters Ottawa, and they gave me a very clear mandate. The mandate being to expand our fundraising and events to ultimately expand our programs and reach in the community with mentoring. So I'm a communication events business guy. I started my career working for the Ottawa Jazz Festival and then was hired by a local charity to launch Blues Fest.
Okay.
So I'm a festival guy who sees the benefits and the value in starting slowly and nurturing a small event into something larger. They deviated from the skills that they normally look for in an executive director. They want to actively be out in the community, touching base with the community, reaching out to them, putting on events, generating additional funds, and not relying so much on tier one funding like United Way funding, City of Ottawa funding, want to diversify our revenue streams. So this is our very first, my very first foray into that special events and putting something on for this organization. And we didn't have a whole lot of time to plan it. We just started planning in mid-September, and in 12 or less weeks, we were able to pull this off. And relatively low risk and potentially high reward as far as getting the people out, getting an event that potentially could be an annual event with recurring revenue and can grow every year. So the board and I are very pleased with how this one has turned out. I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled because we've made great contacts in the corporate community already through this, developing a good team of event volunteers, and I can't wait for our next event, and I want to grow this event into something really big and spectacular.
Congratulations, and you know, from 9 to noon on a weekday morning, I really wasn't sure what to expect for the turnout, and you could easily expand this into a larger event from the turnout today. I mean, it's remarkable.
I can see this becoming a 10-day event with hundreds of speakers in the city.
Absolutely.
And with big venues, little venues, free speakers, expensive speakers, something for everybody. But for this possibly also to become a platform for charities, other charities who want to fund the speaker, and we'll do everything else with the marketing and the facilities and all the coordinating, and then we'll share the revenues. So I see it as a benefit for both the charities and for us, but I'd like us to be in the middle of all this and to create something huge for the city. And I think the time of year is almost perfect, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe late October, early November, so we're not conflicting with exam schedules and things. If all goes according to plan, 3 years from now, this will be a big event.
Excellent, Jim. Is there a follow-up with the students who came here today? Like, do you have a plan for some kind of outreach to follow up with them?
I have some big plans for the students. It wasn't by design that this many students came out. It was actually my grade 11 daughter who came up with the idea to approach high school business students, and it worked wonderfully. It actually put us over the top financially on this event, and what it's opened my eyes to is there's an opportunity for students and their teachers to participate in an event that is beneficial to their studies and motivational, and we may just examine the possibility of running a few high school events because it's a perfect demographic of people for our organization. It fits so wonderfully with what we're doing. So maybe tomorrow we'll start thinking about that.
Yeah, one thing at a time. And you have a raffle draw to do for tomorrow?
Yes, we have some prizes that we're giving away. That's how we collect everybody's personal information, is get them to put their names in on a draw. So yeah, we'll be tabulating all that tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be a job. Yeah. So Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ottawa, what is the best website for that?
Three B's, bbbso.ca is our website address, and there's all kinds of information on if you want to become a mentor, you can go there. If you want to become a donor, if you want to become an event volunteer, all the information you need is up on that site.
Now, you're a parent, and you're busy with this organization. Are you also a big brother?
I'm not a big brother. I'm a big father at the moment, but both my children, well, they're no longer children. They're both driving and ready to go to university. They're in grades 11 and 12. So at the right moment in a year or two from now, I look forward to becoming a big brother, but I've got my own handful of kids or young adults to deal with right now.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, so just in closing, what would be your elevator pitch to someone who didn't know much about Big Brothers and Big Sisters as an organization and as an opportunity to mentor and make a difference in young people's lives?
There's 1,000 youth in the city of Ottawa that have bigs that we serve in this community. We have another 50 or 60 youth that want a big brother or big sister. We have more than that number of adults who want to become bigs. We do not have the capacity to expand beyond our 1,000 youth right now because of financial constraints. So my objective is to ensure that every little who needs a mentor in their life gets one, and that there are no financial constraints, that we just are there to serve every youth in this city that needs a big.
Right on. Oh, it's so inspiring. It's really nice to meet you. I hope that everyone listening will check out the website and find out how they can help.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care.